各位听众大家好，欢迎大家回来收听 2CR 澳洲中文广播电台，我是今天的节目主持人 Sally。 今天很高兴能够邀请到 Dr. Andrew Charlton 接受我们的访问。 Dr. Charlton 是联邦工党 Parramatta 选区联邦议员、内阁秘书，同时担任科学、科技和数码经济助理部长。 Dr. Charlton， 欢迎来到 2CR 电台，也感谢你今天接受我们的访问。
Good morning everyone, welcome to 2CR Radio. I'm your host Sally.It's a pleasure to having Dr. Andrew Charlton, the Federal Labor Member for Parramatta, Cabinet Secretary and Assistant Minister for Science, Technology and the Digital Economy. Dr. Charlton, welcome to 2CR and thank you for joining us today.
It's great to be here at the home of 2CR. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, it's our pleasure. So before we start, first, we're going to have a brief introduction. Before entering the Parliament, you built an impressive career across academia, government and business. You studied economics at the University of Sydney and Oxford University, where you complete a doctorate in economics. You later served as a senior economic advisor to former Prime Minister Kevin Rudd during the global financial crisis, which in 2008, and co-authored a book on economics, including Fair Trade for All with Nobel Prize winner, and founded Alpha Beta Advisor, which was later acquired by Accenture. So today we're going to be exploring your career journey, your experiences in economics and policy maker, and your thoughts on Australia's economy and future direction.
Okay.在进入国会之前， Dr. Charlton 曾经在学术界、政府以及商界接建立了非常出色的履历。他曾经在悉尼大学和牛津大学修读经济学，并在牛津大学完成经济学博士学位。其后他在2008年全球金融危机的期间出任前总理 Kevin Rudd 的高级经济顾问。他亦曾经和诺贝尔经济得主 Joseph Stiglitz 合著经济学著作 Fair Trade for All， 并创办了 Alpha Beta Advisor。该公司其后被 Accenture 收购。今日我哋将会同 Dr. Charlton 一直探讨佢嘅职业历程，以及作为经济学家同政策制定者嘅经验，以及佢对于澳洲经济以及未来方向发展嘅睇法。
So, Dr. Charlton, before entering the Parliament, you work as an economist, advisor, and business leader. And after all those experience, what ultimately convinced you to go into politics again?
Dr. Charlton， 在进入国会之前，你曾经担任经济学家、政府顾问以及商界领袖，经历了这些不同阶段之后，究竟是什么原因最终促使你再次投身政治的呢？
Well, I'd spent my career working as a business person and as an economist. And the opportunity to go into politics was a really important one for me because you get to go from not just thinking about how to make our economy better,for more people, but how to actually make it better. And that's the opportunity that you have in politics to make real change that benefits people, benefits our communities. And that's one of the things that we're trying to do in the Labor government, to make people's lives better. And you've seen that in the most recent budget. We are really making it easier for people to buy homes. Because in Australia, it's such an important part of the Australian dream for people to own their own home. And that's been getting harder and harder.And so in this budget, we've been making sure that that dream is more accessible to more people.
Dr. Charlton 表示，在进入政坛之前，他的职业生涯主要是以商界以及经济学领域发展。他表示，投身政治对他来说是一个很重要的机会，因为政治令到一个人可以单纯思考怎样令到经济变得更好，怎样令到更多人受惠，进一步真正参与在其中，这些改变才能够得以发生。他解释，这个正是政治所提供的机会，能够推动真正的改变，并令到这些改变惠及民众和社区。 Dr. Charlton 指出，这个是工党政府目前正努力的事情，就是令到民众的生活变得更好。他以最近的联邦预算案作为例子，他表示政府正是努力令到人们更加容易购买住房，因为澳洲拥有自己住房一直是澳洲梦，这个是很重要的一部分。然而他指出，这个梦想变得越来越难实现在近年来，因此政府希望透过这份预算案确保置业梦能够令到更多人也更容易去接近和实现。
So I can see how you've gone into politics right now. So you have been spent much of your career studying Australia economy. Looking at Australia today, what do you believe is the biggest economic challenge facing in the country?
你多年来一直的研究在澳洲经济里面，放眼今日的澳洲，你认为目前国家面临最大的经济挑战是什么呢？
Well, I do think it's that same issue. I think it's housing. You know, everybody has seen the price of houses go up and up and up in Australia.And that makes it harder for people to to buy their first home. And when it's harder for people to buy their first home, it's harder for them to start a family. It's more challenging them for them to save for their retirement. So that issue of how do we build more homes in Australia, how do we make it more accessible for more people to buy a home, that is a really big issue. And that's one that this government has been working to address in our most recent budget.
Dr. Charlton 表示，他认为澳洲目前面临最大的经济挑战，正正是刚刚提到的问题——住房。他指出，大家都看到澳洲房价不断上升，随住房价越来越高，人们购买第一套住房变得越来越困难。他表示，当人们难以购买第一套住房的时候，他们亦都会更难以成立家庭。同时，这个亦都会令他们更难为退休生活作出储蓄和规划。Dr. Charlton 表示，关键问题在于澳洲怎样兴建更多的住房，以及如何令到更多人能够更容易进入住房市场。他指出，这项是一项很重大的议题，而政府亦正是透过最近的联邦预算案努力地处理这个挑战。
So talking into the recent budget, we know that the 2026 federal budget has generated a lot of discussion across the community, particularly around the housing and tax reforms. So what are the key outcomes is the Labour government is trying to achieve through this budget?
咁讲到预算案，我哋知道2026年联邦预算案引起唔少嘅讨论，特别系住房同税务改革方面。工党政府希望透过呢份预算案达到边一啲重要嘅目标呢？
Well, what we wanted to achieve was make it easier for people to buy a home and also to reduce tax. And so this budget cuts tax for every single working Australian. Cumulatively, that tax cut is nearly $3,000. Now, you've heard a lot of misinformation about the budget, so I do want to address some of that misinformation. First of all, there are people saying that the budget has taken away negative gearing. That's the tax break that people get when they are an investor in real estate. That's actually not true. People can still get that tax break when they invest in a new home. But what the government has said is we want you to be investing in newly built houses because we need to build more houses in Australia. So that's the first thing. Negative gearing is still there. It's still there for any existing properties that you have, and it's still there for new homes. The second thing is around capital gains tax. And this is the tax that applies when you sell an asset, whether that be shares or property or crypto or a business. The government isn't taking away the capital gains tax discount. We're not adding a big new tax. None of that is true. All we're doing is changing the way that the capital gains tax discount is calculated. And in doing so, some people will actually pay less tax, particularly if you've held an asset for a long time. So if you own an investment property that you've owned for many years, or a business that you've owned for a long time, or shares that you've owned for a long time, this new tax regime in the budget might mean that you end up paying less tax when you sell that. So it's really important for people to understand the budget as a whole, not just listen to all the things that are out there, many of which are not true and some of which are only half true.
Dr. Charlton 表示，政府希望透过这份预算案达到的目标是令到人们更加容易购房，同时亦为民众减税。他指出，这份预算案将为每一个工作的澳洲人减税。累积而言，一项减税将会接近$3,000。而 Dr. Charlton 随后指出，围绕住这份预算案，社会上出现很多错误的资讯，因此他希望针对一些错误的资讯作出回应。首先，他表示有些人声称这份预算案取消了负扣税。他解释负扣税是房地产投资者可以获得的一项税务优惠，但他强调这种讲法不正确。当人们投资新住房的时候，仍然可以获得一项税务优惠。政府真正提出的是希望人们投资新建住宅，是因为澳洲需要兴建更多的住房。他表示这是第一点，负扣税仍然存在。对于人们现有的投资物业，负扣税仍然适用的，而对于新建住房，负扣税亦都适用。而第二个问题是资本增值税，他解释资本增值税是在出售资产的时候适用的税项，而这些资产可以是股票、房地产、加密货币以及企业等等。 Dr. Charlton 表示，政府并没有取消资本增值扣税，他表示政府没有增加一项大型新税项，他强调这些讲法都是不正确的。他表示政府所做的只是改变资本增值税折扣的计算方式，是这样 咁样做之后，佢表示部分嘅人士实际上可能会缴纳更少嘅税款，尤其是系嗰啲长期拥有资产嘅人，譬如有人持有一项投资物业多年，或者长期持有一间企业，或者长期持有股票，咁呢啲喺呢份预算案入边嘅新税制都可以喺出售相关嘅资产嘅时候获得支付更少嘅税款。Dr. Charlton 表示，民众非常需要呢种全面理解整份预算案，而唔系只系听取外界流传嘅各种讲法。佢指出，当中有好多嘅讲法并唔正确，亦有一啲只系讲出一半嘅事实。
So to explain about the calculation, we know that a lot of young, maybe we call business owner, they want to generate a new form of industry, maybe with an AI company. So what if they are having an incredible achievement and then they would like to sell it in the future? And how would be the capital gain tax discount can help with the profit about that one?
咁你可唔可以解釋下，對於一啲新興或者年輕公司，譬如人工智能嘅公司，如果創辦人將來出售公司嘅話，相關嘅收益會點樣被徵收税款嘅咧
？Yeah, well, the first thing to say is we love those people. We love Australians who get in there and invest in new businesses, who take risk, who put their heart and soul into those businesses.It's very personal for me because I started my own business. I started it in my attic, by myself, grew that business over time, employed people, and ultimately sold that business. So I understand how hard it is for people, and I also understand how important it is for our economy that we have people who are doing that innovation. And so the government is working hard to make sure that we build a capital gains tax regime that works for those people. We want to make sure thatthey are incentivized to start that business, they are supported as they go through that business journey. We're giving them better access to venture capital, we're giving them better access to a range of different tax discounts like the asset write-off. And we're working on the capital gains tax regime. The Treasurer is doing that right now to make sure that we do something which is good for those people and supports them.To start those businesses.
Dr. Charlton 表示，佢首先想讲嘅系政府好支持呢啲人。佢表示政府支持呢啲愿意投身其中、投资新企业嘅澳洲人。政府重视呢啲愿意承担风险并将心血投喺到企业发展嘅人当中。Dr. Charlton 表示呢啲议题对佢个人而言非常个人化噶，因为佢当年自己亦都曾经创办企业。佢当年就喺屋企嘅角落入边独自一人开始创业，其后呢啲企业逐渐成长，开始聘请员工，最后亦都成功出售。正因为呢啲亲身嘅经历，佢表示。自己非常明白创业同发展企业几困难，佢都明白对于澳洲经济而言，有人愿意进行创新系几重要。Dr. Charlton 表示，政府正系努力确保澳洲建立一套适合呢啲创业人士嘅资本增值税制度。佢表示，政府希望确保呢啲人喺开始创业嘅时候能够受到鼓励，并喺整个创业过程中得到支持。佢指出，政府正系令到佢哋更容易获得风险同投资资金。亦都係令到佢哋更容易獲得一系列唔同稅務優惠，譬如資產即時抵扣。Dr. Charlton 表示，政府正係研究資本增值稅制嘅制度。佢指出，財長目前正係喺依方面工作，目的就係確保政府所做嘅事情能夠真正有利於依啲創業人士，並支持佢哋創辦企業。
And we heard that some argue about the cost of negative gearing, especially for the house owner. The cost will.Ultimately transform to the renter who we assume as a young house buyer. And how will you comment on that one?
有些投资者担心这些改革可能会减少住房供应，甚至最终令到租金进一步上升，你又怎样回应这些忧虑的呢？
Yeah, the thing that really determines rents for people is the balance of how many houses there are versus how many people need those houses. And what we've had in the last few years is we've had a big growth in the number of people who want housing, but we haven't been building enough houses. So there aren't enough houses for the people who want the houses. And that means that the price goes up. So, and we've seen that in rents going up and up and up. So what this budget does is we are building a lot of new homes and we're incentivizing people through the negative gearing changes to invest in new homes, creating more homes. And ultimately what that means over time is,There'll be more and more homes in Australia, and those homes will mean there'll be easier for people to get into a home, and that will mean that rents won't increase at the same rapid rate that they have in the past. So I feel very confident that what we're doing, increasing the supply of housing, building more homes, making more homes available, that will put less pressure on rents than there has been in the last few years.
Dr. Chowton 表示，真正決定租金水平的因素是房屋供應數量和需要住房人口之間的平衡。他解釋，在過去幾年，澳洲需要住房的人數大幅增加，然而澳洲新興的新住房數量卻不足以滿足這些需求。結果的就是市場上根本沒有足夠的房屋供應給所有需要住房的人。Dr. Chowton 表示，當房屋數量不足以應付需求的時候，價格自然會上升。他指出，這個正正是近年來租金持續上升的主要原因。而他認為，這份預算案所做的事情就是支持興建更多的住房。他表示，政府同時透過負扣稅改革，鼓勵投資者將投資資金投入新建住宅市場，從而增加整體住房的供應。他指出，隨著時間的推移，澳洲將會有更多的住房供應，這意味著人們將會更容易找到住房，而租金亦都不會像過去幾年那樣持續快速上升。Dr. Chowton 表示，他很有信心，透過增加住房供應、興建更多的房屋，以及令到更多人、更多住房進入市場，政府目前的政策能夠減輕租金壓力，而不是好像近年來這樣持續惡化。
And we know that, we would like to know that for the budget balance, immediately cost of living relief with the long-term economic goals, how would the government balance in these two different sides?
這份預算案如何在舒緩民眾眼前的生活成本壓力以及實現工黨政府長遠經濟目標之間取得平衡呢？
Yeah, it's a good question. It's tricky because on the one hand, you want to support people with cost of living relief at a difficult time. But on the other hand, we have to spend within our means and be responsible and not increase government spending in ways that might stoke inflation or increase debt. So we have to get that balance right. And the way that we've done that is to be very targeted in the ways that we're supporting people with the cost of living. We've made it cheaper for people to buy medicines, for example. When you go to the chemist, medicines are now cheaper than they were. We've made it easier for people to see a doctor. Lots more doctors are now bulk billing, free to their patients rather than charging. We've helped people with their education because we think education is very important. So we've reduced the amount that people have to pay for their HEX education. We've reduced the amount people pay for their TAFE education. So we're trying to invest in cost of living where it really helps people on issues that they need, health, education, fuel, those sorts of things. And we think that's a responsible way to help people, but also deliver good things for the country.
Dr. Chowton 表示，这个很好的问题，但同时也是一个相当困难的问题。他指出，一方面政府希望帮助正面对生活成本压力的民众，而另一方面政府也要量入为出，保持负责任的财政管理，避免进一步推高通胀。他表示，政府必须在这两个目标之间找到适当的平衡点。Dr. Chowton 表示，政府目前采取的方法是将支援集中投放在最能够发挥作用的范畴。他以医疗为例，政府已经降低药物价格，令到民众到药房配药的时候能够支付更低的费用，而政府亦都令到民众更容易看医生。Dr. Chowton 表示，现在有更多医生提供不标零的服务，而不是向病人收取额外的费用。而对于教育，他表示，工党一直认为教育是澳洲最重要的投资之一，因此政府已经减少学生的教育贷款负担，并降低 TAFE 职业教育的学习成本。Dr. Chowton 表示，政府希望将生活成本援助集中在真正能够改善民生的一些项目。他以医疗、教育和燃油成本为例，他认为这是一个负责任的做法，既能够帮助澳洲人应对面前的压力，亦都能够投资澳洲的未来。
And we know that you've spoken before about productivity being one of the Australia's biggest challenges. And why has the productivity growth stalled, and why should the Australian care about it?
你曾经过去提到，生产力是澳洲面对的其中一个很大的挑战。为什么澳洲近年来的生产力增长停滞不前，而普通澳洲人又为什么会需要关心这个问题呢？
Well, Australians should care about productivity because it's really important for the future.I'm an economist, and one of the great economists who I always follow, he has this phrase where he says, in the long run, productivity is almost everything. Because productivity determines how the economy grows over time. And the more productivity, the stronger the economy, the better it is for everyone. So productivity is really just about delivering efficiencies in our businesses, in our governments. And what the Labor government is doing is really trying to support businesses to deliver those efficiencies. So we're giving them help if they want to invest in a new asset. You know, if you're a restaurant and you're buying a new oven or a new piece of kit for that restaurant. We're giving you support to do that. That will lift productivity. We're also slashing a lot of government red tape and regulation to help businesses be more productive. And all of these things are really important because that's what determines the growth of our economy.
Dr. Chow Tan 表示，生产力是推动经济繁荣最重要的因素之一。他引用经济学界一个非常著名的讲法，就是从长远来看，生产力几乎就是一切。他解释生产力最终决定了一个经济体能够以多快的速度增长，以及人们生活水平能够改善多少。当生产力提高的时候，企业运作会有更有效率，劳工也都能够创造更多的价值，工资有机会上升，而整体的生活水平也都会提高的。但是当生产力放缓的时候，人们要提升收入和改善生活的质素会变得很困难。 Dr. Chow Tan 表示，所谓的生产力就是找到更好的方法，更有效率的方法完成同一件事。这个不单止适用于企业，也都适用于政府和整个经济体系。他指出，政府可以透过鼓励企业投资新设备、新科技以及新的工作方式来提升生产力。譬如一间餐厅如果希望购买新的焗炉、更新厨房设备或者引入新的科技工具，这些投资都能够提升效率并帮助企业发展。 Dr. Chow Tan 也都表示，政府需要在可行的情况下减少不必要的繁文缛节和行政程序。他认为令到企业更加容易经营和投资是产生生产力的重要一环。最终他表示，生产力是推动长期经济增长以及提升生活水平的基础核心之一。
Mm-hmm. So assuming that what we mentioned in the red tapes and all the policy is in a short-term form, and in the long term, where should the government focus their efforts over the next decades when we really need to improve the productivity?
如果提升生产力对于澳洲未来繁荣至关重要，你认为政府未来十年应该将重点放在哪一个方面呢？
We have a big opportunity right now with technology. And, you know, all of your listeners will be aware of many of the new technologies that are changing the way that they live their lives. You've got AI, you've got robotics, you've got quantum computing. These things are coming into our lives and coming into our businesses and making us able to do things that we couldn't previously do. So we need to harness those new technologies. We need to make sure that they're accessible to lots of people. And by doing so, drive that economic growth and efficiency that benefits us all.
Dr. Chow Tan 表示，科技发展是澳洲目前最大的机遇之一。他指出，人工智能、机械人技术以及量子运算等的新科技都有潜力大幅提升生产力。不过他强调，提升生产力不单止是发明新科技那么简单，真正的挑战是在于如何确保企业和劳工能够有效地运用这些科技。他认为政府需要持续投资教育和技能培训，确保澳洲人能够胜任未来的工作。基础建设同样重要，澳洲需要完善的交通系统、稳定的能源系统以及高质素的数码基础设施，来支持未来的经济发展。Dr. Chow Tan 表示，如果澳洲能够同时做好科技投资、教育投资以及基础建设，未来十年的生产力有望获得显著的提升。他相信这些投资将会有助于澳洲保持竞争力，并支撑未来更高的生活水平。
Mm-hmm. And we also know that actually Australia has been traditionally reliant on housing, migration and resources to drive our economic growth. And what you mentioned is about the Future Made in Australia policy, which is announced by the Labor government in this around this few months. So what actually will be the Future Made in Australia concept or policy, which will fit into this kind of long-term vision?
澳洲过去一直依赖住房地产移民和资源出口推动经济增长，你认为未来哪一些产业将会成为澳洲经济的新引擎呢？而 Future Made in Australia 又是如何融入这些愿景之中的呢？
Yeah, we want Australia to be making more things here. And so the Future Made in Australia policy is about building, creating, manufacturing more things here in Australia. And we need to do that for a couple of reasons. One is it's good for our economy.But also because we can't be too reliant on the rest of the world. You know, in COVID, we found out that some of those things that we imported and took for granted actually can get cut off. And right now we have fuel that we expected to arrive and isn't arriving in Australia. So we need to be doing more things here at home that gives us a more resilient economy.And so the Future Made in Australia agenda is about doing just that, making sure that our economy is stronger, we're making more things here, and we don't get into a situation in the future where we're reliant on importing something that one day we find out we can't import.
Donald Charlton 表示 ，Future Made in Australia 嘅核心理念就系令到更多嘅产品喺澳洲本地制造。佢解释澳洲过去一直非常成功将地下资源海采出嚟，然后出口到世界各地，呢种模式为澳洲创造咗巨大嘅财富。不过佢认为澳洲而家有机会将呢啲资源离开澳洲之前，创造更多嘅附加价值。澳洲唔应该只系出口原材料，而系可以喺本地进行加工、生产，甚至围绕呢啲资源发展新嘅产业。Donald Charlton 表示，呢啲唔单止能够创造就业机会，亦都能够吸引投资。并为澳洲人带来更多的发展机会。他认为清洁能源将会是未来其中一个最重要的增长产业。澳洲拥有全球最优秀的太阳能和风能资源之一。此外，他亦认为先进制造业的重要性将会持续提升。澳洲未来可以在本地生产更多的高附加值的产品，而不必要完全依赖海外生产。而科技产业同样会扮演重要的角色。人工智能、先进运算以及数码科技都有潜力成为澳洲未来的经济重要支柱。Dr. Charlton 表示 ，Future Made in Australia 最终的目标就是令到澳洲能够掌握更多由这些产业所创造的价值，并为下一代创造更多的机会。
So how can we balance the benefits of globalization with the need of building stronger domestic industry?
澳洲長期依賴全球貿易推動經濟發展，同時政府亦都淨係透過 Future Made in Australia 大力投資本地產業。認為澳洲應該點樣平衡全球化帶嚟嘅好處，以及建立更強嘅本地產業之間嘅關係呢
？Well, Australia has been a big beneficiary of globalization. Our relationship with China has been very positive for both countries. Our relationship with China has enabled Australia to export a huge amount of commodities. That's been very beneficial for China as it builds cities and infrastructure with Australian iron ore and coal. And in return, we've benefited a lot from what China has produced. You know, we all have phones in our pockets and cars on the road that have been produced by the incredible Chinese manufacturing sector. So it's been a very complementary relationship. And of course, we've also had the Chinese diaspora in Australia, which have delivered so much to the Australian economy. Very entrepreneurial, positive people who have come to Australia, built businesses, made investments, raised families, contributed a lot to our country. So I would never want to see us close off that globalization. You know, there are some political parties now like One Nation and the Liberals who want to close off those international links, I think that will leave us worse off. I think as a nation, we'll be a poorer nation if we do that. So we need to get the balance right, but certainly get the best from globalization, but make sure that we do it in a way which benefits all Australians.
Dr. Charlton 表示，澳洲一直是全球化的重要受益者。他认为澳洲和中国之间的关系就是一个很好的例子。澳洲向中国出口大量的资源和商品，协助中国推动经济发展和城市建设。与此同时，澳洲亦都受惠于中国强大的制造能力以及大量的商品供应。Dr. Charlton 表示，这种关系对于双方都有利。他也特别提及到澳洲华人社群的贡献。他形容华人社区充满了企业家精神、勤奋努力以及十分成功。许多华人澳洲人在澳洲创业、投资，并对经济发展作出重要的贡献，因此 Dr. Charlton 表示，他并不认为澳洲应该远离全球化。他认为如果澳洲切断和国际市场和国际贸易的联系，澳洲将会变得更加贫穷。相反，澳洲应该持续参与在全球经济，同时确保更多的经济机会能够在本地创造出来。他表示，真正的问题并不是在于全球化和本地产业之间的二选一，真正的挑战是怎样取得平衡。
So as you are someone who advised governments during the global financial crisis, do you see any similarities between the challenges of Australia facing today and faced then when we are in the global financial crisis?
你曾经在全球金融危机期间担任政府的经济顾问，你认为当年澳洲面临的挑战和今日澳洲面临的挑战有什么相同的地方呢？
Yes, I worked for the government during that crisis, and it was a very challenging period. But you know, one thing that Australia did in that crisis is we remained really positive. And as did China. China kept growing through the global financial crisis. And so our view was we need to remain positive and confident about our economy. And so that's why we made big investments during that crisis. We supported our local businesses. We continue to build our resources sector. And so through that crisis, Australia and China were actually two countries that didn't go into recession in that crisis. Most of the rest of the world did go into recession. And I think now, as we're facing challenges from the Middle East, oil crisis, and other crises, we need to maintain that positivity, building relationships with other countries, continuing to back our domestic economy, helping people here at home, but being positive about our ability to come through the other side.
Dr. Chowton 表示，两者之间确实有啲重要嘅相似之处噶。佢回忆喺全球金融经济危机之间，全球各地充满不确定性，许多嘅国家面临巨大嘅经济冲击，企业承受压力，而民众亦都对自己嘅经济前景感到担忧。佢表示，当时澳洲其中一项做得好好嘅事就系保持信心并投资未来。澳洲并冇因为不确定性而停止投资同退缩，相反，政府持续支持企业并投资于经济发展。Dr. Chowton 表示，中国当时亦都投资并保持经济增长，因此澳洲同中国在面对金融危机的时候表现都比起其他许多的国家更加理想。他表示，今日澳洲面临的是另一种挑战，地缘政治紧张局势、能源安全问题、科技变革以及全球不稳定性都带来新的挑战和压力。不过他认为其中最重要的戒训并没有改变，澳洲仍然需要持续投资未来，持续支持企业以及维持对经济的信心。他表示，澳洲过去曾经成功面临重大的挑战，因此未来同样有能力克服过去的困难。
So you also as an economist as well as a policymaker right now. So what will you see as success looks like in the economy in the next 10 years from now on?
如果展望十年后，你心目中一个成功的澳洲经济应该是怎么样呢？
Yeah, I think Australians should be positive about our economy. We have a lot of great opportunities in Australia. We have fantastic resources. We have a market that a lot of people want to come to.We are safe, we are stable, we are reliable. And that's why you've seen a lot of investment coming into Australia in the last couple of years. You know, one of the big investments that's happening now is AI, artificial intelligence. And Australia ranks number two in the world behind the United States for AI investment. And that's because companies want to come here because we have access to energy, we have reliability, we have safety, we have security.And so that's a big opportunity for us. And I think if Australia can grasp that opportunity, we'll create new prosperity for the next generation of Australians.
Dr. Chowton 表示，一个成功的经济体最终应该能够改善人们生活。他认为，衡量经济成功与否并不是看 GDP 或者经济数据，最重要的是人们能否获得良好机会、更高的收入以及更好的发展机会。他表示，在他理想当中，十年后成功的澳洲应该是一个令到更多人能够负担得起的住房国家，亦都是一个工资持续增长、生产力持续提升以及企业愿意积极投资的国家。 Dr. Chowton 表示，他希望看到澳洲成为新兴产业的领导者，当中譬如中包括清洁能源、新进的制造业以及人工智能等的新科技产业。他认为澳洲应该持续对保持对世界开放，同时持续为本地创造更多的机会。最重要的是，他认为一个成功的经济体应该确保下一代拥有比上一代更多的机会。
So as we're talking about AI, let's get more deeper inside this topic. So how can Australia embrace AI and boost productivity without leaving the workers behind?
澳洲如何在拥抱人工智能提升生产力的同时确保劳工不会被科技发展所抛弃呢？
It's a really important question. AI is here. It's in our lives. Everybody listening to this show would have had some experience with artificial intelligence. It has the opportunity to help us boost our economy, be more efficient, grow our businesses. So it creates a lot of opportunity.But we also have to make sure that opportunity is for everyone. We don't want some people to be getting the benefits of AI and other people to be left with the costs. You know, those costs could mean people who lose employment opportunities, people who are exposed to negative material through artificial intelligence or have their privacy reduced with information that they might not know that they're sharing.So the government is creating a framework that will enable Australia to get the benefits of artificial intelligence, but protect us from some of those costs.
Dr. Chow Tan 表示人工智能已经逐渐成为人们日常生活的一部分。他认为人工智能拥有巨大的潜力，可以提升生产力，并提高澳洲整体的竞争力。不过他表示政府必须要确保人工智能所带来的利益能够惠及整个社会。他承认不少劳工对于人工智能可能会带来的就业影响感到担忧。同时私隐的问题、错误的资讯以及新科技带来的社会影响亦都是公众关心的议题。Dr. Chow Tan 表示政府这方面亦有重要的责任，需要建立适当的保障措施以及监管框架。澳洲应该积极将把握人工智能所带来的机遇，同时亦都要保护民众免受于潜在风险影响。他认为教育同技能的培训尤为特别重要，劳工需要掌握新的技能以及适应科技和工作环境的转变。 Dr. Chow Tan 表示，如果澳洲能够妥善处理这些问题，人工智能将会创造新的机遇，提升生产力并改善整体的生活水平。
I see. So let's get into, let's move on to on your local electorate, which is Parramatta. So we know that you're a federal member for Parramatta, and Parramatta is often described as the Sydney's second CBD and one of the Australia's fastest growing regions. As a local member, what opportunities and challenges do you see for Parramatta over the next decades?
Parramatta 经常被形容为悉尼的第二个 CBD， 亦都是澳洲发展最快的地区之一。作为当地的联邦议员，你认为未来十年 Parramatta 面临哪些机遇和挑战呢？
Well, Parramatta, I call Parramatta the future of Australia, because it is ambitious, it is dynamic, it is diverse, it's optimistic. We've had an enormous growth in Parramatta over the last few years.And we've had lots of businesses come and invest in Parramatta, create jobs in Parramatta, and that's what I really want to encourage. My electorate runs not just in the central Parramatta, but it runs including Carlingford and Epping and Eastwood and North Rocks and Westmead. So it's a big area right in the heart of Sydney, and I want to make sure that we have lots of opportunity in that area.So that young people growing up have great schools, great access to education, good universities, that we have lots more jobs in that area with businesses coming in and investing, where our small businesses are thriving. I want to see Parramatta be a place of opportunity for people, where they can build a great life for themselves and an even better life for their families.
Dr. Chow Tan 表示 ，Parramatta 目前是澳洲最令人期待同最有活力的地区之一。他指出 ，Parramatta 正是以非常快的速度发展，并逐渐成为西悉尼的经济核心。Dr. Chow Tan 认为 ，Parramatta 未来拥有巨大的发展机遇，当地持续吸引投资、企业进驻以及新居民迁入。同时，区内亦都受惠于多项大型基建的项目，这些项目将会改善交通联系，并带来更多的经济机会。不过，他亦都承认快速发展同时带来不少挑战，住房仍然是一个重要的议题。随着越来越多人搬入区内，政府需要确保有足够的住房供应，同时维持良好的生活质素。此外，基础建设亦都必须跟上人口增长速度，当中包括交通、学校、医疗服务以及社区设施。Dr. Chow Tan 表示，政府其中一个重要目标就是确保 Parramatta 持续发展的同时，仍然是一个宜居并充满机会的区域。
And we know that there is a project such as the Parramatta Light Rail, Western Sydney Airport, and its continued growth across the Western Sydney side. So how do you see Parramatta's role changing in Australia's future economy as a whole?
随着 Parramatta Light Rail, 西悉尼机场以及整个西悉尼地区持续发展，你认为 Parramatta 未来在澳洲经济中的角色将会出现什么的变化呢？
Well, Parramatta is becoming the center of Sydney, connected to the new airport, connected to the CBD. We've got light rail, we've got metro coming in through Parramatta. So it's going to be the center of Sydney, connected in every direction. And importantly, one project that I want to highlight is we're getting a new Chinatown in Parramatta. That will be on Church Street on the south side of Parramatta. And that'll be a great opportunity for us toCelebrate the local Chinese community in the area, and create a place for people to congregate and recognize the important contribution of that community.
Dr. Chow Tan 表示 ，Parramatta 系澳洲未来经济中重要性不断提高。佢认为西悉尼将会成为未来数十年澳洲最重要嘅发展区域之一。Parramatta Light Rail 以及 Western Sydney Airport 西悉尼机场等等的大型项目将会进一步加强社区、企业及劳工之间的联系。这些企业将会有助于创造就业机会、吸引投资并带动整体地区的经济发展。Dr. Chow Tan 表示 ，Parramatta 不再是悉尼中心的一个附属地区，相反，它正是逐步成为一个拥有自己经济能力的重要城市。 佢認為 Parramatta 未來將會成為商業、教育、科技以及創新的重要中心。隨著西悉尼持續發展，他預計 Parramatta 不單止在新州扮演更重要的角色，更是會在澳洲整體經濟中發揮越來越重要的作用。
I believe a lot of our audience, which is living in Parramatta, would happy to see you in the Lunar New Year events in the next year, and we hope to see you in there as well.
Yeah, we have some fantastic Lunar New Year events in Parramatta. They're always fantastic.
Yes, I think. We look forward to seeing you in the other events in the local area. And finally, Dr. Charlton, is there anything else you would like to share to our audience today?
最后，多谢 Charlton， 仲有啲乜嘢其他想向我哋嘅听众分享嘅咧
？Yeah, I just want to thank the community for all of their support and interest. One of the great joys of being a member of Parliament is getting to go to community events, meet people, understand the challenges and opportunities they have in their lives, and to help them with those. So I want to say a big thank you to everybody listening for all of your support.And all of your engagement over the few years that I've been lucky enough to represent you in my electorate.
多謝 Charlton， 感謝 Tusio 提供嘅機會，亦都令到佢能夠同澳洲華人社區交流。佢表示澳洲華人多年嚟對澳洲嘅經濟同社會文化發展作出卓越嘅貢獻。佢形容華人社區勤奮努力、富有企業家精神，並積極參與喺澳洲社會嘅發展當中。多謝 Charlton 認為，正係因為擁有多元文化社區，澳洲先能夠更加強大、更加成功。他鼓励听众对于澳洲未来保持信心，虽然澳洲面临不少的挑战，但同时也拥有许多的优势和机遇。他表示澳洲过去曾经克服不少重大的困难，因此有充分的理由对于未来保持乐观的态度。
Thank you very much. I think that's conclude our interview today. Thank you for your time and sharing your thoughts with us today.
最后，我们今次时间差不多了，我们今天感谢 Dr. Charlton 上来接受我们的访问。